Ed, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better than you. From what I understand, a deer tried to jump through your passenger or your window there.
You know, when those airbags go off, it is absolutely insane the amount of noise and debris that flies around when those things rip through your car. So I was really happy to walk away from that one. Okay?
All right, tell us what happened. You're driving down the road and take it from there.
Well, I'm a mile and a half from downtown Flint in a little residential area. Never saw what hit me. Boom, the airbags come down. All of a sudden, it's like I'm in a hearse because I'm in my Tahoe and it's the side airbags. I can't see a thing, so I have no idea. OnStar comes on. They're like, "Are you injured?" I said, "I don't know." OnStar says, "Is there another vehicle involved?" I say, "I don't know." I mean, these people had to think I was the biggest idiot in the history of the earth. Are you hurt? I can't tell. I really don't know. It was one of those things where you know you're just fortunate you had your seatbelt on and it didn't come through the window.
So the deer popped out. It hit you. Did it hit the side of the vehicle? Did you hit the brake or what stopped the vehicle?
No, I think because I took my foot off the gas if I did anything. But I mean, it's so confusing because it's so loud.
So
you know, I was just fortunate there wasn't anybody right behind me.
So what happened to Bambi after you hit the deer?
Well, the police showed up, and it took about 20. You know, they were there in about 10 or 15 minutes, but it took a while for the air to get out of the airbag, so I could barely get out of the car. You know, and finally, I looked at the officer. I said, "Officer, I have no idea what happened here." He said, "Well, you hit a deer." I said, How can you tell?" He said, "Look." And there was fur and things on the side of the car. The deer was gone.
Hmm.
Never did see the deer.
And we can laugh about it now. It's just kind of funny. And at first, it almost appeared to you that it was going to just jump right through the window where you were driving at.
Well, it was coming right at me. And frankly, I had some bungee cords in the back of my Tahoe. I got some guys that could have turned into some jerky if it had been lying there.
Well, thanks for being on the program. We're glad that you survived that. McLaren Health Plan has been working hard to expand, and I know that you're pleased to make an announcement about that Mount Pleasant market.
Yeah, in Mount Pleasant, you know, Central Michigan Community Hospital, which is about 118-bed acute care hospital up in Mount Pleasant, about 600 employees, a couple hundred volunteers, is now part of the McLaren Healthcare family. They are now one of the McLaren Health System hospitals, and we are absolutely delighted to have them join us. It's just been a great addition, and as I look to 2011, on the McLaren Health Plan side, what makes me most excited is that now that we will be opening up, we're very close, it's opening up Mount Pleasant, Isabel is a part of our service area. So that will give us about 30 counties that we're in, about 46 hospitals, and probably 14,000 total providers of care that are in our network.
So these hospitals will be owned and operated by McLaren?
Well, Central Michigan Community Hospital is now a McLaren hospital.
Okay.
And the others we have contracts with, so people can go, you know, like in Lansing, Sparrow Hospital, down Detroit, we have Beaumont, et cetera.
So that's a good deal.
It's a heck of a thing. It's awesome.
And
it's great.
And I know you've been very pleased. We have been talking here about and running the spots about how happy your employees are, how satisfied they are to be working with the company.
Well, if you look at 2010, you know we hit a number of milestones, but one of the best was Modern Healthcare's award as McLaren Health Plan, being the only health plan in Michigan and noted nationally, is one of the best places to work in the healthcare industry, which was a tremendous honor and a great testament to Kathy Kendall, who runs the place, and all of our hardworking employees. Because as you know, Tony, when employees are engaged and love what they do, the results are phenomenal. And what that equates to is just really, really state-of-the-art customer service. And our customers have been feeling this. I mean, we're keeping the business that we've enrolled. You know, over 97% of the groups that we've written have stayed with us, and we're probably around 750 businesses now that we've got on the book. So things are really trending up in the right direction. As I look at 2011 with our PPO and being able to write state, you know, multiple states, And we're going to do some really, really great enhancements to our website for member education. So a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe.
When the federal government decided to become involved in making health care available, there was a lot of controversy, and there were a lot of folks in the business who were against it or who didn't want to deal with it or who didn't understand it. And now that we're in a situation where in Virginia, a judge said that the proposal is, he gave an injunction, and it looks like the Supreme Court is going to take this up to finally figure out and decide, is the federal government allowed, should they be involved in telling people that they have to have health care? But I found it very interesting how you said, well, you know, we're not going to complain one way or another. Whatever the game is, whatever the rules are, we're going to continue to service people as opposed to just complaining.
Well, I don't see any other way to do it. I think, again, it's inarguable that finding a way to cover 32 million uninsured Americans is critical. It all circles back to, can we afford it? You know, how are we going to pay for the thing? You also saw today that Medicare cuts were pushed back to January 1 of 2012, and that was one of the pieces of legislation as a part of this bill that was going to help fund it. We're going to be cuts to Medicare providers. So, I mean, a lot of things still moving around there. Virginia was one of quite a few states. All the other states lost when they tried to sue and say that it was unconstitutional to make individuals purchase health insurance. So we'll see. But what I do know, Tony, and I appreciate your comment on that, is you play with what you have. You just got to move on and do the best you can with the rules as they sit today. And if they change, you adapt.
And Ed, for people who want more information about McLaren Health Plan, where should they call? And where on the web are you?
Well, I think the best spot to start is on the web. Use McLarenHealthPlan.org. McLarenHealthPlan.org will get you there, and a pretty simple way to get through and see the information. We've got phone numbers and contact names and all sorts of information. If there's anything we can do to help any of your listeners, we'd be delighted.
All right, Ed, thanks so much, and stay away from those deer, all right?
Okay, I'll do my best.